Ever feel like finding and keeping great employees is like, it's like trying to solve one of those puzzles, you know?
Yeah.
The ones where the pieces keep changing on you.
Yeah, totally.
Today we're going to dive into, well, it's a real case study that I think shows just how tricky talent management can be.
Absolutely. And this one is, well, it's fascinating because it involves this medical device and supply manufacturer,
Okay.
a big one, over 14,000 employees. And they were having a rough time with hiring across all their locations, really tested their total talent management strategy.
Total talent management. Could you maybe explain that a little bit? I think some folks listening might not know what that means.
Yeah, no, good point. It's worth clarifying that. It basically means taking this like big picture view of your workforce.
Okay.
So it's not just about, filling those empty spots. It's more strategic, I guess. Thinking about all the different types of workers you could have, right? Full-time, part-time, temporary, contract, and finding that perfect mix that works for your business.
Got it. So back to this case study. This manufacturer was working with two talent solution companies,
Right.
Dirty Staffing Solutions and Dahl Consulting. So where did things start to go wrong?
Well, they had these facilities, right? One in Mankato and one in Minneapolis. And each location kind of had its own unique set of challenges.
Okay.
So let's start with the Mankato one. They were really struggling to find temporary workers for their day shifts, especially. And the pandemic, really shook things up. Turnover rates were like way up there.
So classic case of like high demand, but not enough supply, especially for those daytime shifts.
Exactly.
How did Dougherty Staffing Solutions approach that problem?
So, two things. First, they made a dedicated talent roster just for the Mankato facility, which meant they were always looking for potential candidates, screening them.
Right.
But the thing that really made the difference was they decided to bump up the pay rate like significantly.
Yeah, it went from like $12 an hour to 16.75 plus bonuses. That's
Yeah.
huge.
That's a big jump.
Was the manufacturer okay with that right away?
It's interesting because at first they might have been a little hesitant
I bet.
because suddenly your labor costs, they go way up, right? That can be kind of scary. But Dougherty probably made a really strong case, showed them how this bold move, it would bring in more applicants for sure, but also lead to a more stable workforce, more
Yeah.
productive too.
So it was more about than just filling those slots. It was about like making it a better place to work.
Right, and cutting down on that costly
Did
turnover.
it work?
Oh, it totally did. Yeah, the higher pay and those bonuses they added, it fixed the staffing shortages in Mankato pretty fast. Really
Yeah.
good example of how sometimes, you got to spend a little more upfront, but it can make things so much more efficient and you save money in the long run.
Makes sense. Sounds like Dougherty Staffing Solutions really understood that. Like the job market, it's changing all the time. You gotta adapt.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, Minneapolis, that was different, right? What were the challenges they were facing up there?
Yeah, the Minneapolis facility, they were having trouble finding qualified people for those long-term positions. And just doing all the hiring in-house, it was really expensive.
So they were kind of stuck then. Needed skilled workers, but the way they were doing things, it wasn't working anymore.
Right. So Dougherty Staffing Solutions, they came in and they figured out that this temp to hire model, it could actually save them a lot of money.
Temp to hire, so that's like a,
That's
you
like
know.
a try before you buy, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Bring in temporary workers, you see how they do, if they're a good fit for the company, and if it works out, then you offer them a permanent job.
Makes a lot of sense, yeah. Take some of the risk out of hiring the wrong person. But I'm guessing it probably took some convincing to get the manufacturer to go for that.
Yeah, I bet it wasn't an easy sell. Dari probably had to like show them the numbers, a detailed breakdown of the costs, how much they'd save on recruiting, training, all that, and how it could reduce turnover too. Because remember, it's all about that total talent management, finding the right solution for the specific situation.
And from what I've read, it seems like their numbers must have been pretty convincing. They became like the top supplier for that Minneapolis facility, exceeded their hiring goals, even started working with other departments.
It's really impressive, yeah. Shows you the power of, making decisions based on data. Sometimes you gotta prove it with the numbers to get people to see the value of a new approach.
For sure.
Yeah.
So we've seen Dougherty Staffing Solutions tackle two very different problems,
Yeah.
with these solutions that were made just for those situations.
Right.
Now let's talk about Dahl Consulting and the work they were doing in Mankato.
Okay.
From what I understand, they ran into a bit of a roadblock right from the start.
Yeah, so they were initially brought in to help fill those professional roles, but they had some trouble getting approval for direct hires.
Oh, okay.
So they had to kind of change things up and go with contract workers at the beginning.
That must have been frustrating, having to change their plans before they could even get started.
Yeah, I bet.
What kind of impact did that have on their approach?
It meant they had to be flexible, creative, too. They had to find ways to do a good job, but within the limits the manufacturer had set. It's a good reminder that even the best laid plans, sometimes you gotta adjust them as you go.
So they started with contract workers then.
Right.
Did they ever switch to a direct hire model like they originally planned?
Well, yeah, the manufacturer eventually decided to go with a direct hire only model, but it turned out to be harder and more expensive than they expected.
Interesting. I'm curious to hear more about why that didn't really work out the way they thought it would.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let's take a quick break and we'll come back and unpack that part of the story.
Sounds good.
So before the break, we were talking about this medical device manufacturer in Mankato.
Right.
And how they switched to that direct hire only model.
Yeah.
And how that didn't really pan out the way they'd hoped.
Right.
What were some of the roadblocks they hit?
Well, direct hiring, you know, it has its pluses, but it can be really time consuming.
Yeah.
A lot of work. You gotta think about advertising, and then you gotta screen people, interview them, onboard them. It's a whole thing. Especially for a company that needs to hire a lot of people.
Yeah, I can imagine it gets pretty pricey too, right?
Yeah.
Especially with all the background checks and training and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Did Dahl Consulting have any insights into why the manufacturer was having so much trouble with this approach?
It seemed like they just couldn't find enough qualified candidates who were, you know, ready to jump into a full-time job right away.
Yeah.
Gotta remember, this was when the job market was kind of crazy. Things were changing so fast. A lot of people weren't ready to commit to something permanent.
So it sounds like what the manufacturer wanted and what the people looking for jobs wanted, it wasn't matching up.
Exactly.
So how did Dahl Consulting, how did they handle that situation?
Well, they realized they needed to be a little more flexible. You know,
yeah.
Something that kind of combined the good things about direct hiring with the speed of temporary staffing. So they suggested adding a temp to hire component to what the manufacturer was already doing with direct hires.
So kind of like a best of both worlds kind of thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
This hybrid model, it let the manufacturer keep building that core team of permanent employees while also filling in those immediate gaps with temporary workers who, you know, had the skills they needed.
Right.
And then, of course, there was always the chance that those temporary workers would become full-time if they were a good fit.
It sounds like that strategy really, you know, it hit all the points the manufacturer needed. Did it actually lead to any, like, real improvements?
No, absolutely. By adding in that temp-to-hire thing, Dahl Consulting helped the manufacturer save a ton of time and money on hiring costs. Think about it. Less time spent on, like, putting out ads and screening people, onboarding's faster, and you have less turnover because they're making better hiring decisions.
That's pretty impressive. Really shows how important it is to be strategic about talent management, like we were saying before. And it's not just about filling the position. It's about, like, finding the right approach for each specific situation.
You got it. And I think it's important to point out that both Doherty Staffing Solutions and Dahl Consulting, they were both a big part of why this total talent management strategy worked so well for the manufacturer. They both brought different strengths to the table, you know, but they were both focused on finding solutions that worked for everyone involved.
Sounds like a real partnership.
Yeah.
With each company, you know, playing their part to help the manufacturer get to where they needed to be. Now, we've been talking a lot about the challenges and how they fix them, but let's talk about the results. What kind of, like, bottom line impact did all this have?
Well, the numbers, I mean, they're pretty clear. By using these custom solutions, the manufacturer, they were able to hire a lot more people, cut their costs way down, and keep their employees around longer. In fact, just in 2023 alone, they filled 35 positions in Minneapolis and, get this, 117 in Mankato.
Whoa, that's a lot of people. And didn't they project savings of, like, almost $250,000 in just 4 months?
Yeah, something like that.
That's not pocket change.
No, not at all. It shows you that, you know, putting your money into the right talent solutions, it can really make a difference for a company's finances. But it's not just about the money, right? It's about the people, too.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, the real success here is how much these solutions help the employees. You know, by making a work environment that's more stable, more supportive, the manufacturer was able to get great people and keep them, which then makes everyone more productive and happier in their jobs.
So it's a win-win all around. The company wins, the employees win. That's what total talent management is all about, right?
Exactly. It's about finding that balance, you know, where what the company needs and what the employees want, they come together.
We've covered so much in this deep dive.
We have.
We've seen how this big company, you know, figured out how to hire people when things were tough. We've learned about being flexible, making decisions based on data, and having strong partnerships. But before we wrap things up, I want to bring it back to our listener for a second.
Okay, good idea.
What are some of the key things someone listening to this could take away? Something they could use no matter what industry they're in or how big their company is?
That's a good question. I think one of the big things is that there's no like one magic solution for talent management. What worked for this medical device manufacturer, it might not work for everyone. It's more about knowing what you need, being open to different ways of doing things, and finding experts who can help you, you know, with all the changes that are happening in the workforce.
Yeah, for sure. You got to be willing to try new things.
Exactly. And I think this case study also shows how important it is to, you know, to really invest in the people you have working for you.
Uh-huh.
Remember that big pay raise in Mankato? That wasn't just about like attracting new people.
Right.
It was about showing the employees that they were valued.
Exactly. It's like you're creating this culture where everyone feels appreciated and, you know, like they want to do their best. Any business could do that, no matter how big or small, what industry they're in, it doesn't matter.
So true. And let's not forget about, you know, using data to make decisions.
Right.
Doherty Staffing Solutions didn't just say, hey, try this temp to hire thing.
They showed the manufacturer in Minneapolis all the numbers to back it up.
That's so important for anyone who's, you know, hiring people or doing talent management.
Right.
Gut feelings are fine, but data gives you the proof you need to make smart choices, especially when it comes to money.
I think we've talked about a lot today.
We have.
But I'm always curious to hear what really sticks with our listeners.
Yeah.
What are you going to be thinking about tomorrow?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think for me, it's the idea that talent management, it's not just an HR thing. It's a business strategy.
Yeah, okay.
Like this medical device manufacturer, they didn't just succeed because they filled some empty spots. They succeeded because they found the right people.
Right.
And they made a place where those people could really do well.
I like that. It makes talent management seem like way more important. It's not just filling positions. It's about like building this whole team that can make the company better.
Exactly. And that's something we should be talking about more. You know, yeah. It's not just about one company doing well. It's about making the whole workforce stronger.
Now you're talking. We've seen how well this total talent management thing can work, you know, when a company has specific problems. But what if we thought even bigger?
Okay, I'm listening. What do you mean?
What if we used those same ideas, you know, being flexible, thinking strategically, using data to make decisions?
Mm.
What if we used all that for the whole talent system?
Mm.
Like imagine a world where we're not just putting people in jobs, but we're helping them learn new skills, making sure everyone has the same chances, and creating jobs that people actually like, you know, for everyone.
Wow, that's a pretty amazing goal.
Mm.
Might sound a little too good to be true, but I think what we've learned today shows that it's not impossible. It's about changing how we think about talent, not just filling jobs, but really investing in people.
I couldn't agree more. And maybe, just maybe, these success stories can inspire other companies to think differently about talent management and how it could like create a better future for everyone.
I'm with you on that. It's a good reminder that how we treat talent, it matters, not just for one company, but for communities, for whole industries, for how we all work in the future.
That's a great point to end on. It's been awesome talking about this with you, and I hope everyone listening found it as interesting and thought-provoking as I did.
Me too. Until next time, keep thinking about these things, and remember, there's talent everywhere. We just gotta help it grow.